pakinggan muna natin yung intro.
Kaya nga, ngayon ko lang din na.
Pwede mo magsalita ako ng intro?
Pwede naman. Wag na lang sana.
Okay, nandali naman ako kamusap.
Welcome. It's the fourth episode of the Small Talk. I am Alec Cuenca and I'm here today with a new co-host. Pinalitan ko na po yung dati kong co-host. Medyo masungit po kasi yun, saka moody eh. Itong bagong co-host, din na rin ako lumayo para maghanap eh.
Actually, mga ilang units lang yun nilayo. Ilang bahay lang na yung pagitan natin.
Pakilala ka sa mga sa audience ko.
Hi. Lien, pinsan ako ni Ale, and magkapatid yung mami namin.
Kasi pinsan kita eh.
Yeah!
Okay. Ngayon, kanina pa ako naghahanap ng topic. Tapos naisip ko, siguro, tignan ko kung kaya kong panindigan yung pangalan niyang Small Talk. Kung kaya kong gumawa ng podcast ng Small Talk.
Hindi ko guess. Anong definition ng small talk?
Hindi. Actually, yung small talk kasi, ano siya? Parang metaphor siya na, di ba kasi pag nag-meet, may mga nami-meet kang bagong tao. Okay. Tapos, ni-small talk mo muna siya bago mo makuha, mapuntahan yung mga deep conversations.
Okay. Okay. Na-enjoy ko naman yung mga ganyan. I mean, personality kasi ako yung tipo ng tao na kapag may nag-approach sa akin sa jeep. What?
Ay,
parang naghihintay lang sa pila, di ba?
Ikaw, magaling ka mag-small talk. Lalo na sa mga babae.
Dang.
Sorry to put it out there that fast. But
that was an abrupt introduction to my life. Pero sige.
As much as you want to purify yourself, eventually the truth will come out here.
It doesn't have podcast, to. I mean, a lot of people... Ooh.
The mic just fell.
So, nun mag-upgrade na tayo ng place.
Kasi, right now, we're just recording dito sa loob ng kwarto namin.
I-describe ko yung place.
Ah, sige.
Imagine niyo po yung parang lalagyan ng mga, ng map, ng walis. Tapos sa gitna namin yung ano, yung mic. Tapos nakatayo lang kami, magkaharap kami ni Alec ngayon. ang creepy, 'di ba? Ganito lang po yung pwesto namin.
Pero hindi niyo naman na sinakikita 'yun eh. So hindi naman siguro mahalaga 'yan. Anyways, well, I searched some topics and we could talk about different things here. Siguro let's just start with tomorrow's Easter Sunday.
Mhm.
And ano yung point? Minsan may sinasabi, second coming, hindi second coming.
No, that's, fast forward mo naman.
First coming?
Ano ba?
Di ba birthday ni Jesus? Tapos yung resurrection niya, parang, ano yung term nila? Parang rebirth. Ganon. Parang symbolic siya ng ano eh, new life. Kasi parang dun napatunayan nga na mahal tayo ni Lord.
Ascension?
Hindi. Yung sa resurrection.
Ah, okay.
Dahil nga nabuhay siya, na-defeat niya yung mga ano. So, parang new chance for everybody.
Ano?
So, ikaw. Okay, let me just redirect the question. With your life right now, do you have anything that you would change sa buhay mo?
Man, so much for small talk, huh?
yung kanina lang yung part ng small talk.
Okay. So, ito na, big talk na.
Naisip ko lang kasi, parang, okay, if, kunyari, try mo ngang, gawin mong starting point yung Easter Sunday, di ba?
Uh-huh.
Moving forward, what would you change sa sarili mo?
That's actually a nice reflection. I mean, it's not every day that we get to think about the life choices that we make. So, I guess... Kung ano ulit yung tanong?
What would you change? I mean, if
what would I change right now?
Yeah.
Or not would I have changed before?
Hindi. Kunyari, right now, you have this new chance.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do differently? Moving forward, what would you do differently now? There's one thing you could change in any aspect of your life.
One thing. I think, unang pumasok na lang sa isip ko is being thankful. Lalo na sa mga maliliit na bagay. I mean, usually we just wake up, we do our daily routines, and alam mo yun, life goes on, and hindi mo na mamalayan na ang dami na pala lumipas ng oras na it's already 2019, and we're already like, what, a quarter down this year. And then I realized na it's really a big thing to be thankful for the small things, for the big things.
So you weren't thankful before?
I am, but I was. I'm the kind of guy na grateful for the small things and the big things. Pero lately kasi, like the transition na nagiging lalo na akong busy sa work. Mm-hmm. I don't have time for the things I used to do before. And then I realized na it's draining me. Not just physically and emotionally, pero yung spirit of being thankful na, wow, I woke up today, wow, I get to help my mom, my siblings, and I mean this is just a lot to be thankful for. And the more na nare-realize mo yung small things na yun, yung small details na yun, parang yun yung onting nagiging push mo to just move forward. And I guess yun yung nakalimutan ko nito mga nakaraang buwan.
What do you think is the main reason why you tend to, you know, overlook the things na dapat mo ina-appreciate?
Eh kasi dadating ka talaga sa point na maiisip mo na wala na, routine na lang, zombie ka na lang, na wala ka ng ibang ginagawa na okay, well, the whole week, Monday to Friday, you just work your ass off. Sleep, work, eat, repeat, and then weekends, the weekends just gonna pass by na wala, lumabas ka, nag-inom ka, spend time with your family, and then back to the same routine na naman, and then di ka na, ayun, yun yung nalimutan ko sabihin kasi wala ka ng time na mag-reflect with the things you do and the things you want to do when you become an adult. When was the last time you did something you love? Like, you really love? Ito.
Well, I'm doing it right now.
Oh, you're doing it right now.
I'm starting my own podcast.
Pero when, gaano katagal yung panahon na lumipas na parang, ito na, I'm really gonna do it. Or ito na lang. Before you started vlogging, mm-hmm. gaano katagal mo kinontemplate or gaano katagal na hold up yung plano na yun?
Yung pagbavlog?
Uh-oh. I mean, it's like expressing yourself like this.
Ako kasi, since, ako, I'm a very reflective person kasi day to day. And I know some people might not have the luxury of, staring into the wind and being reflective sa buhay nila. But I am that privileged na I have a lot of time para mag-isip. And yung mga time na yun, I always tend to be appreciative. Kaya ako,
it's parang alam mo sa sarili mo.
Alam ko sa sarili ko na yung the little things, hindi ko hinahayaan na, kasi ang tagal ko nang hindi nararamdaman na, shit, hindi ko to napapansin ah. Shit, hindi ko napapasalamatan to ah.
Mm-hmm.
Parang ganun. Siguro nga, yun ang difference kapag nag-work ka na. Yeah. Saka sa nag-aaral ka na. Pag nag-work ka na, siguro wala kang choice kundi Well, yun yung tatanong ko dapat sa iyo kanina.
Mm-hmm.
Since you know that the routine causes you to, you know, overlook the small things,
mm-hmm.
but you don't actually plan to get out of the routine, di ba? Or do you?
I think it's just, ano bang laging linya ni mami sa akin sa ganito? Everything in God's time, parang ganun. Everything has its time. And uh-huh. And I think, ito yung time na okay, grind muna, grind do what you have to do first, responsibilities first. I'm not saying super wow, super bait ko anak ko, mm-hmm. pero when you realize kasi na if you take things out of their time, it causes you frustration, it causes a lot of things na hindi naman planado. For example, ako, I you know how much I love writing, mm-hmm. and reading books and doing art and alam mo yun, expressing yeah. myself. Mm-hmm. Pero what if I decided one day sabihin kay mami, ma, nag-quit ako sa work, binenta ko lahat ng ari-arian ko, I'm gonna start writing, I'm gonna start painting, and start doing what I love.
Pero and, wouldn't that make you really happy?
It's just a sense of priority kasi. Ang priority ko right now is family. And once I do what I want to do,
mm-hmm.
dami na compromise. Na-compromise yung financial stability namin as a family kasi nga, you know how it is. And alam mo yun, yung frustration na madadalas not just to me but for everyone around me. Siyempre, it's unplanned. It's not timely. So I guess okay lang. Naintindihan ko na kailangan kong pagdaanan tong point na to. Kailangan talagang may sacrifice kasi that's the thing eh. There's nothing the good things don't come easy. And if you feel right now
pero you believe that this is just a phase. That
everything is a phase.
No, nga, pero particularly kasi some people, you know, spend their 20s, their 30s, their 40s and sometimes 50s
just working.
Working and working and working.
And they're missing out.
Do you think sa sarili mo na you would eventually step out of the, they call it the rat race for some reason. I don't know why they call it the rat race, but do you see yourself, you know, exiting that loop
yeah.
and going to another? I mean, I'm not bad mouthing yung mga taong nag-work kasi eventually yun nga sinasabi mo, it's all about different priorities and some people are actually happy with that. Yun lang naman ang mahalaga, you know what makes you happy and you do whatever that is. So ikaw, what is your parang long term plan?
Ang sa akin lang is, well, parang first
you,
goal,
you really believe na this is just a phase and eventually you'll get out.
Look at, i-compare na lang natin yung now and before.
Mm-hmm.
Na wala pa akong ginagawa and bum lang ako na okay, nag-aaral nga ako tapos kahit may pasok ko na bukas, lalabas ako or have a few drinks with friends. And then transition from fast forward 4 years, 5 years, and then this. Alam mo yun, it's a big skip eh. So anong masasabi, paano mo masasabi na probably a year, a month, 3 months, hindi mo masasabi yung time frame na big jump na naman. So I guess there are just some things that I can't control. Pero I know it's gonna happen sooner or later. Sobrang cliche pakinggan ng ano yun, the only permanent thing in this world is change, but it's true. Most of the cliche things we say are true.
Pero we know, diba, tayo mismo, we know people that are stuck
yeah
in that loophole. What, let's be ano, let's detach ourselves from, tignan natin siya sa third person perspective.
Okay.
What do you think are the reasons why people get stuck?
I mean,
not stuck. Siguro ang pangit kasi ng word na stuck.
Hindi, sige, gamitin na natin yung stuck para ano, para alam ng tao kung ano yung sinasabi natin.
Okay.
Pero, ang sa akin kasi is, ang, iko-quote kasi ay, kasi subjective, kasi favorite niyang word. Subjective kasi yun. I mean, for us, they're stuck. Mm-hmm. Diyan ka na. Wala nang mangyayari sa'yo. Pero, so perspective nila probably.
No, but I'm not pertaining to those people. I'm pertaining to the people na, you know, in their 40s, in their 50s, are not really happy with their lives. And they've spent half of their lives.
Para mga nagkaroon ng midlife crisis.
They've spent half of their lives doing shit that they don't want to do. Parang, ayoko kasi na dumating sa point na hindi natin makita yung mga reasons na yon. Tapos, eventually, dumating tayo doon. Kasi parang iniisip natin, baka iniisip lang natin, parang alam mo, hindi natin bigyan ng pansin yung mga reasons kung bakit sila nandun mismo.
Come to think of it, naisip ko bigla, bakit may mga, sinasabi mo yung 40s, 50s na nasa-stuck sa ganun. Na ilang years, ilang decades ng buhay nila, same routine lang. And then, I don't know. So, I just know some some people of that age na biglang pumipilik na ako na, tama na to. Diba? Benta ko na lahat, papatayo ako ng beach house. Or benta ko na lahat, alis na ako dito. Bahala na ako ng mangyayari. And, ang sa akin lang kasi is, yun niya, kanya-kanyang time frame lang. Kanya-kanyang limit lang na, no, ayaw na, pitik na. Totoo na, ayaw na, alis na talaga ako. I mean, some people keep saying that, but they just get stuck in the loop. Pero sooner or later, when you do the same things every day,
or siguro kasi millennial tayo.
Yeah.
Well, meron din. Kasi ang iniisip ko, hindi kaya yung mga... Kasi, syempre, saan tayo kukuha ng mga reference, di ba? Syempre, kukunin natin yung mga elders natin. Not necessarily sa family natin, pero yung mga taong mas matatanda sa atin, nakikita natin yung mga bagay-bagay na parang ang dali naman intindihin, pero bakit parang ang hirap ilagay sa context nila. So, iniisip ko, most of the times, hindi kaya, wala ba silang time noon mag-isip? Kaya sila napunta dun sa, kaya nga ako, every time, meron akong nakakausap ng mga matatanda, I ask them, you know, what, if do you have any regrets? What made you, you know, get to that situation? Ano yung mga, what were you thinking specifically in that moment? Kaya napunta ka na dyan. Parang gano'n. Kasi I want to learn as much as possible from their experiences.
Kaya ko siguro kausap ng matandaan.
Siguro.
Na, paisip din sila. Parang, damn, what is this kid's deal?
Dude, parang, why stepping into my life?
Dude, abot mo lang yung pamasahe ko. Ba't ka nagtatanong ng ganyan? Nah, but on a serious note naman. Isipin, paano kung nung age nila, ganito din sila magsalita about the...
Ayun nga yung kinakatakot
it's
ko.
It's the loop. I mean,
hindi. Yun nga ang kinakatakot ko eh. Na, okay, right now,
we talk about this.
I'm very reflective. Diba? I'm making a plan. I'm conceptualizing everything that is happening sa mga matatanda. And I can get, you know, the lessons from there and eventually use it with on my own life and maiwasan yung mga ganong klaseng mga pagkakamali.
Well, nah. If things work that way, I guess perfect na dapat tayo. I mean, there are just some lessons that you can't learn by just looking or hearing about it. Pero once you try it yourself, once you get through it yourself, ma-realize mo, huh? So it's really not that easy, or maybe it's just, I mean, there's just more towards na pag narinig mo sinabi ng matanda, okay, ganyan. Para magpapayo sila sa'yo na pasok sa isang tenga, labas sa kabila. Pero pag ikaw na yung nag-try nun or ikaw na yung dumadaan sa gano'n, so, damn, where's my mom? I need my mom. Parang gano'n.
Yeah, siguro gano'n nga.
But it is a scary thought.
It's a thought that's been consuming me. But every time that, you know, I see other people. Kasi, well, siguro, as I am nearing... you know, exiting college, as much as possible, I want to see, itong mga taong to, kaya hindi sila masaya sa buhay nila. Kasi ganyan yung ginagawa nila. So, I won't do that shit. Parang paglabas ko, okay, I know where exactly you fucked up. I'm gonna stay away from that decision, that thinking, that process.
Yeah.
And I'll go in a very, very different way. Yeah. So, yun yung mindset ko.
Ang mindset ko naman, I mean, sa, okay, gets ko yung point mo, pero ang sa akin kasi, it's one thing that I see how people deal with their problems and see the consequences na napapala nila with their choices. Pero it's also one thing that I get to make those kinds of mistakes and then, okay, mabigat pala talaga. Okay, mali pala talaga yung ginagawa ko. Okay, ito talaga yung consequence. And dun ko marirealize na, I should have listened. I should have done this. I should have done that. But at least nadaanan pa siya. I mean, kaya nga sa akin, I don't intentionally make mistakes. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes I do. But when I make mistakes, I don't stay on it. I don't ang tawag dito. Hindi mo siya kinakapitan, hindi ka nagmumukmok. Eh kasi wala lang. I think some people are stuck in the loop. One factor din yun is when they make mistakes, they just get stuck on it.
Hindi na sila nag-move
forward. Yun niya eh. Parang, they keep on compensating for this or for that mistake. They realize they're already hooked.
Siguro, ano, no, yung mga taong ganun, sobrang liit ng tingin nila sa sarili nila, sobrang laki ng tingin nila sa problema nila, na feeling nila sobrang lalim na ng hukay, na ang magagawa na lang nila na choice ay bumawi.
Yeah.
Na umangat, na makapag, you know, makapag level sa lupa. Pero maybe ganun nga, pero maybe hindi rin. Maybe kaya pala na dumire-diretso pataas, na umangat pa, na kumuha pa ng ladder. Pero
the thing about getting hooked on one mistake or on one bad part of your life is you try to compensate for it every day, and then you realize na nakalimutan mo na yung ibang parts ng buhay mo. Yeah. I gotta take this. Do I have to take this call? Edit mo ba to?
Oh, sige.
Okay, wait lang. Kausapin ko lang. Hi, freak. You're outside my house na? Damn. Okay, sige. Give me a few minutes. Bababa na ako. Okay, bye.
So you gotta go.
I guess.
Okay.
That was ilang minutes na ba tayo nag-uusap?
22 minutes 22. Na since the start.
Ilan usual na?
Well, the first two episodes was 30 minutes, and the last one I uploaded was 17 minutes. So I'm still thinking about what is the specific length para sa mga podcast ko. But since you gotta go, we gotta go.
Yeah, I guess this is part one. Pero nakabiti na.
Not part one. This is actually a whole episode na. Yeah, and plug mo muna yung mga social media accounts mo para makita ka nila or kung if they don't agree with the things that you said, they could find you and
fight you there. If you have any comments or suggestions or may reaction kayo or you whatever you want to say about whatever we just talked about, you can tweet me at LienCarlo, LienCarlo. Yun lang, I guess.
Okay. Oh, sige. Well, you know me. If you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, go subscribe. Search for my name. And dito ko na lang tapusin yung episode na to. Again, thank you so much for listening. Nakalimutan ko magpasalamat, pero yun nga, if you're still here, thank you so much, and I'll talk to you guys next episode.
Yeah. But probably if you enjoyed this podcast in conversation namin, I'm probably gonna be on the next episodes kasi lagi naman may magkasama.
Yeah, para sa mami nasa Manila unlike Aiko. So, ayun.
Bye Aiko. Sorry.
Bye-bye. Oh, share, please tag us and share this episode para mas maraming maabot tong podcast namin, ha? Yun lang. Maraming salamat. Peace.
Deuces.